I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. Tucker, how are we doing today?
I am doing fantastic, fellas. How are you?
We're doing great. We're live down here for the Celtics opener, but we do want to talk Patriots with you, in particular, the drama from, first of all, another pretty good game from Drake May, but a defensive effort that had the head coach calling his team soft, walking it back, and now getting shrapnel from all sides, basically, of people saying you shouldn't call your team soft. What's your take on the Mayo's reaction, and do you agree there with Belichick and Brady that that's not really a great thing to do?
Yeah, I think certainly a learning moment for Gerard, right? By the way, I can totally see what he was thinking when he said it, because if you watch the game, you know, Tank Bigsby and those, they were running right through him.
Sure were.
You know, they did look like a soft team at times, and certainly not like the Patriots that we're used to seeing. So I think he was frustrated and gave his honest assessment. Now, I guess I would submit to you that the physicality of a team is a lot of times a reflection, and the effort is considered a reflection of the head coach. So maybe that's in particular why he was so frustrated, but you know, that's been a marked change in Detroit since Dan Campbell got there. And so I think, you know, if Mayo's going to say that, not only is it a poor reflection on his players, but it's a bad look for him. You know, it's a bad look for him if his players, if he feels like they're soft out there. And that was kind of my biggest takeaway just watching the game. I don't know if you guys should feel better or worse that Drake May is like the least of your issues. I guess better, because he's kind of the future. And again, he did some really good things, and he's encouraging. But then you look at what's happening elsewhere on the team, and it's special teams, it's defense, it's like Hunter Henry false starting. I mean, even the areas of the team or the guys on the team that the Patriots are supposed to be able to count on, they are not able to do so.
So the on-field feels like it's almost become the least of the problems with this team. They've had a number of guys with interactions with the law in recent weeks. They've had a number of guys going on social media, bitching about their roles or how their situation was handled. They've had guys talking to the media about teammates in terms of egos and selfish play. Have you been on teams like this, and is it salvageable? Is the coach able to pull out of a situation like this, or are there some teams that are just rotten to the core and you need a reset the next year?
Yeah, I have been on teams like that. And I guess it is salvageable, and it's in large part based on whether you're just winning or not, right? I mean, it's not that complicated, but
right.
I was on an 0-5 team in Washington in 2001. A lot of finger pointing there. A lot of guys not on the same page. Then we won a game, then we won another one, then we won another one, and all of a sudden it was like kumbaya, you know? Probably the same in Buffalo in 04 when we started off 0-4 and then went 9-2 in our next 11. But other years, 2002 Cowboys, there was a lot of that. 2003 Bills, there was a lot of that, and it wasn't salvageable. And the head coach got fired at the end of both those years. Now, in both those instances, Dave Campbell and Greg Williams, it was their third year. So it wasn't their first year like Mayo, but he is being tested from all fronts, and it's he is getting a baptism by fire. You know, I think he knew that it would be a rebuilding year. They knew that, you know, when they traded Judah, they knew what the deal was. But it's one thing to say, hey, we're going to play young guys, we're going to have a bunch of cap space and draft picks in future years and all that stuff. It's another thing when you're actually going through it and guys are doing the things that you guys referenced. I think the thing that would be
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Most concerning, if I'm a Patriots fan, is this is how these guys are performing, and this is how they're acting after Elliot Wolf rewarded so many of these guys with extensions.
Yep.
I mean, they've given so many of these guys contracts, and I think that thought process was like twofold, right? Number one, these are core guys that we believe in, that we think are part of the solution. And then number two, hey, it might be ugly this year. You know, we need to make sure that the guys that we think are part of the solution are taken care of and realize that they've got financial security. They're going to be here so that they can be the leaders of when things go south. Well, that's certainly not happening with some of the things going on and off the field.
We're talking with Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. He's brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Ross, is it fair for someone like Bill Belichick, who had a hand in this roster, maybe not in the offseason, but certainly in some of the players that this group inherited, is it fair for him to be taking a victory lap right now?
Well, I mean, I don't know that he's really taking a victory lap. You know, he's in the picture now. He was asked a question. He probably did not like. You know, a lot of guys that he brought in were called soft. Did not think that was a good decision by Mayo. I would be really curious to see what the reaction would have been if someone was sort of Belichick's pelts on the wall had said the same thing, right? Because there's absolutely things that Belichick could and did get away with that first-time coaches or young head coaches would not at all have been able to get away with, which is why I'm kind of fascinated to see where he lands next year and to see if he changes his style at all. But, you know, one thing I really appreciate about Belichick in the media is he is settling all scores. You know?
It's like Michael Corleone.
He's got the microphone, and whether it's the Falcons hiring practices or free agency or the Jets, or whatever, you know, obviously Mayo and the Patriots, he is using that. And he, like, as you guys know, he knows exactly what he's doing. He was the first head coach I ever saw that when I had to lift at whatever it was, 6 a.m. in the morning, he was always on the treadmill, walking like incline, which is a good thing to do. And he would have the thickest packet of clips from both the Patriots beat writers and the opposing team. And so he'd have a couple highlighters there, and he would highlight all the things that, you know, to, like, what were the storylines that we were going to be asked. Also, what guys said that he didn't like, and they shouldn't have said that. And then in particular, any little morsel of information from the opponent that might be, you know, beneficial for the game. So he is very, 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 by far, the most media-conscious head coach I ever played for. I played for 9 in the NFL.
Not to brag, Ross, but I was the one who gave him those clips in 2001. I was the graduate assistant in the media relations department at the time, and I used to have to do those clips at like 5 in the morning. Patriots clips, opponents clips, national clips, and he got a massive stack of them to take to the treadmill with him. So it was, I can validate your story. Question. So Drake May, you mentioned, he's not the problem right now. But can he be the solution, and can he be the solution for a team that seems to lack direction and leadership? Can he pull this team up by its bootstraps as a rookie quarterback, or is that even unfair for him to be asked to do that or try to do that?
I think that's probably too much to ask, given what's around him. But he can certainly give the fans and the other players hope. You know, they see what he's doing. They see some of the throws he makes. He gives them a chance, which is why the last couple weeks has to be even more frustrating. You know, you got a young kid at quarterback who's giving you a chance. Now, he's certainly, there's some ball placement issues at times. There's certainly some room for improvement with Drake, no doubt. But that's to be expected. But you would think that those guys would be excited, kind of rally around having, hey, we got a young quarterback that we might have the guy. You know, and I don't know that they're ready to declare him that yet, but I think they all have to be really encouraged, because no matter what you see from a guy in preseason games or practice or whatever, you still don't really know how they're going to perform when it's live bullets, when defensive coordinators are game planning for them, when they're going against the opponent's best, and they're seeing new things every week, which, by the way, is something to really keep an eye on the next few games, right? So whenever you get a rookie quarterback, these D coordinators, they're going to try different things. How does he handle, you know, blitz zero? How does he handle a three-man rush? How does he handle this coverage, that coverage? And so they're trying to figure out right now what works best, what May struggles with the most. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, one of these games coming up, they kind of figure something out and he has kind of a clunker of a game, a few picks or whatever. The real test of him then will be how he bounces back from that in terms of the adversity. And also, the next team's going to do the exact same thing that the guy before, the week before, did. So we'll see if that's like a fatal flaw that he can't overcome, or it's just something that, you know, he needs to not make the same mistake twice.
All right, we'll leave it right there then. Ross Tucker, thanks so much for the time, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.